taking fake news seriously. The Onion, which of course publishes fake news, is thriving at a time when what we might call regular newspapers are hurting in a big way. The Onion circulation is up, readership is high, and it's branched out into radio and now web videos. In a piece for Reason magazine entitled Amusing Ourselves to Depth, Greg Beato argues that The Onion's irreverent tone and attitude might be the answer that other newspapers are looking for. So is The Onion a model? Should real newspapers follow suit? Is there room for more entertainment and humor in our nation's broadsheets? Our number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also comment on our blog. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Greg Beato is a contributing editor and a columnist at Reason Magazine. He's with us today from member station KQED in San Francisco. Nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
So why do you think readers are so like The Onion?
Well, I think it's been a long process, first of all. Right now what's interesting about The Onion is it kind of went through its media cycle maybe 7 or 8 years ago, mm-hmm. where all of a sudden, you know, people were learning about it and it got a lot of coverage. Then that sort of ended and it became a media fixture. And in some ways it was not forgotten, but doesn't get as much attention as it once did, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of surprising to see that, its circulation is now 700,000. And that's not its web circulation. I'm talking about print circulation. And, you know, at a time when newspapers are convinced that people don't want to read newspapers because, you know, that's just not how they do it anymore, it's more popular than ever, The Onion. Mm. Why is that happening? Because it's offering something that traditional newspapers aren't, and that's brutal honesty, I think.
Well, similarly, you suspect that while viewership for conventional network newscasts is down, Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart, they are also booming.
That's right. And I think what's interesting about them, too, is, you know, one of the questions is, does taking that humorous approach somehow make the news less valuable, less something you take less seriously? In fact, what seems to be the case is that the people who watch those shows are, when they do surveys about who are the most informed citizens, those are the people who are scoring highly. Mm-hmm. And so it's those shows seem to be engaging their viewers.
Mm-hmm. While other newspapers desperately add gardening sections, ask readers to share their favorite bratwurst recipe, or throw their staffers to ravenous packs of bloggers for online question and answer sessions, The Onion has focused on reporting the news.
That's right.
Well, fake
and of course
news.
I qualify that.
Yes. Fake news.
The fake news. But again, there does seem to be somewhat of a mandate to make newspapers more of a personal helper, if you will. You know,
news you can use.
Exactly. Service journalism, news you can use. How can we be your butler to the community that you live in? Mm-hmm. And if you look at a lot of the newspaper websites, for example, a lot of them, when they went to the web, they sort of abandoned the actual title of their newspaper and it really tried to set themselves up as a regional hub of information. And there's obviously upsides to that approach. At the same time, what The Onion has shown is that if you just focus on the news, if you're not, they haven't made themselves a slave to their readers, mm-hmm. other than the fact that, you know, the readers do give them feedback in the sense that they are picking up the newspaper and reading it, and that's what makes it popular. But they don't jump every time one reader says, here's what you should do, or here's what you should do. If you look at The Onion, you actually see no reader input whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you suggest, they're growing, which is, you know, they might take as evidence that they're doing something right. Regular newspapers are shrinking, which they might take as evidence they're doing something wrong.
Right. And, you know, so what regular newspapers have done, they've really opened themselves up to their readers. And again, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, The Onion's done the exact opposite. The Onion is more opaque than most newspapers ever were. If you look for a masthead, you know, it's hard to find. I know it used to be impossible to find. It's possible they have it now. You can't, they don't have a letter section. They don't have a little mechanism at the end of the story where you can give the story 4 stars if you liked it or 1 star if you didn't. And these are all things that traditional newspapers are doing because they think that's what's going to make readers love them. The Onion's not doing any of those things, and guess what? Readers love them.
Let's get some callers in on this conversation. Our guest is Greg Beato, a contributing editor and columnist at Reason Magazine, and we'll start with Becky. Becky's with us from Union, Michigan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I find it very interesting that the people who, like myself, read The Onion or watch The Daily Show and The Colbert Report are very intelligent, well-informed people, you know, not trying to pat myself on the back, but we are. And I think part of what really appeals to us about this is that people are calling it like it is or saying the things that we want to hear them say. I mean, we want to say ourselves if we had the platform, rather than getting a lot of spin and a lot of useless whiffle waffle. We get, you know, straight talk with humor and biting sarcasm, which is much more endearing, I think, to us.
Yeah, as you suggest, Greg Beato, people respond to this attitude, if you will, as they're telling us the truth.
Yeah, I think, you know, what happened with a lot of newspaper writing is it became a way to keep information out of the story as much as put information in the story. And The Onion had a way of deconstructing that and playing with that that people responded to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the points I make in my column is that people, a really common criticism of the news industry is that it's too negative. Well, in fact, if you read The Onion, you start realizing how positive and optimistic the traditional news industry is and how they never cover a downbeat story in the way The Onion does, for example.
Well, you also criticize their sort of he said, she said, version of objectivity, which is on the newspaper. And you say, look, this is boring. Well, maybe unless, it's okay to attack somebody unless you're that somebody.
Well, I don't think it's objectivity that's the problem so much, even though I think I probably did imply that in the piece, as it is just a lack of candor. You could be objective and not necessarily take one particular viewpoint and still have a degree of candor. Like, for example, you're never going to read this headline, which is from The Onion, in a newspaper. Loved ones recall local man's cowardly battle with cancer, right? Anytime there's a story about someone dying from an illness, it follows a script. And in traditional news, and that's always going to be the way it is. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that void, The Onion, you know, stepped in, and like Becky suggested, they're able to speak candidly in a way that traditional newspapers don't feel they're able to.
Yeah.
And users appreciate that.
I assume you still want the local paper around to say, though, that Councilman Jones is accepting bribes from the concrete industry or whatever it is, or that indeed some, you know, the investigations that newspapers do that maybe The Onion. Oh, they have to get their news from somewhere, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I don't think that, I'm not saying that it has. Those stories can be entertaining. And you know, the easiest thing in the world is
they're beyond being entertaining. They're important.
That's true.
No,
they are important. What I'm saying is they can be entertaining without sacrificing their importance. And, you know, I think it's really easy to bash the newspaper industry. It's a very hard profession, and everyone loves to take shots at it. They do a lot of things that, you know, are valuable, and The Onion couldn't. You know, I'm not saying that The Onion is a model for every newspaper to follow in the same way that Las Vegas is not a model for every city to follow. Las Vegas exists because there's only one Las Vegas, and when other cities started to emulate it, it lost some of its cachet. Mm. And they're not going to be able to have that same success. In the same way, if every, you know, major city newspaper decided we're going to be The Onion, It wouldn't be as successful for all of them.
Let's get another caller on. This is Tom. Tom with us from Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, please.
I'm a historic researcher here in Arizona, and I've gone through literally thousands of pages of historic newspapers from the 19th century, primarily the 1870s and 1880s. And one thing that strikes me about this conversation is that back then humor was quite common, and it strikes me as funny that we're talking about this as if it were invented today.
Humor, much more in terms of, certainly the editorial cartoon. We always remember Thomas Nast. But you're talking about it on the front page of the newspaper?
I'm talking about throughout the entire newspaper. You could find little blurbs in which the editors would make jokes about their friends, or they would talk about somebody in the community with a bit of sarcasm or wit, and they liked to slip puns in about things that were happening locally. They would tell tall tales about each other, or they would even come up with completely invented things, such as there's a river in Arizona here, which usually only has about 6 inches of water in it. And one of the jokes they came up with as a new town was built on that river was that soon a Mississippi riverboat would be coming to bring whiskey to them. And, of course, anybody who knows that river knows that that would be completely impossible.
I understand.
But the joke was started because a whiskey salesman from St. Louis happened to come into town.
Well, Greg Beato, that might be the kind of approach you're advocating that many more newspapers today might take up.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Tom. And the playfulness of that, 19th century newspaper, the literary quality of it, they were making more of an effort to engage their reader rather than just sort of delivering them a kind of professional, serious, news, basically.
Absolutely.
Tom, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And Greg Beato, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Greg Beato, a contributing editor and a columnist at Reason Magazine, author of the article Amusing Ourselves to Depth. He joined us today from our studios of our member station in San Francisco, California, KQED. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.